Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Another sign of spring. Are the Loons opening the 2025 campaign in L.A. tomorrow? And Andy Greeter, who covers the Loons and the Golden Gophers for the Pioneer Press, is good enough to join us on this Friday evening. Andy, good to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks for being on, Steve.
Yeah, let's get into it. Here we go. It seems like the 2024 campaign wrapped up, and here we go. They go early.
Yeah, they run late and they go early. Yeah, I've had the same feelings as well. I mean, that's a matter of when you have a good season, right? When you're able to advance to the Western Conference semifinals and go deep in the playoffs, and the MLS preseason has always kind of really started in that second week of January, but the starting of the regular season is moved up from early March to late February to mid to late February at this point. So yeah, it's been creeping up as when the season starts more and more in recent years.
And this off season for the Loons was a little bit more normal or traditional, because a year ago, yeah, head coach right. Eric Ramsey wasn't even around at the beginning of the season, joined.
No.
And it all turned out, but they have had a more normal off season, if you will.
Yeah, I would say last off season was one of the most peculiar ones for any pro franchise in Minnesota, in the U.S., because they didn't have a GM for a long time. They didn't have a head coach until, like you mentioned, I think it was the fourth game of the year. And that was just kind of some issues with the fact that it's an international sport and the people they were hiring had previous obligations at their, you know, former employers, and they needed to fulfill those before they came to Minnesota. So with that, and Eric Ramsey and Khalid El-Ahmad have both been in their positions for, you know, a year at this point, in Khalid's case, or, you know, in Eric's case, probably 10 months or so, but it's provided Eric an opportunity to have a full off season, a full preseason, which he wasn't afforded last year. He joined the team kind of midweek, had a couple of training sessions last March, and was thrown into his first game. This year he had 6 weeks to prepare with his team. He knows who his players are. They made additions in the summer. They made some further additions over the winter, and he's able to tinker and find out what best works for his team. And one of the things that he's discovered is the fact that he feels that they are best with a two-striker formation with Kelvin Yeboah and Taniolo Oshae. And it's intriguing to see the fact that they have two athletic forwards that are going to be able to get forward and get on the end of goal-scoring chances that they think will be created by Robin Lud and Joaquin Pereira. They're still going to be a defensively focused team. That's always going to be Eric Ramsey's kind of calling card. He established that right away last year, and you see that continuing with a five-man back line going into this year. But it's interesting to see the fact that Eric Ramsey is always tinkering, always kind of in the lab of what he wants to do. And now that he has a full season, we're going to see what that's like tomorrow afternoon against LAFC.
Andy Greeter joining us from the Pioneer Press. You can read his work online at TwinCities.com, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Season opener tomorrow, as Andy mentioned, for the Loons in L.A. We'll get into that in a bit, and a tough opener on the road. But I did want to bring up the road. A year ago, this team was surprisingly good on the road.
Yeah, they were much better on the road than they were at home, which I think is an anomaly when it comes to, you know, any pro sport, and especially in MLS, when you are kind of playing for draws and playing for different results when you're away from home. So, yeah, I think they certainly were buoyed by the fact that they were so good away from St. Paul. But, you know, they really want to be a team that can get it done at home, right? I think last year was very peculiar because they started really strong with an interim manager and Cameron Knowles, who's now an assistant coach. And midseason, they kind of hit a lull as they had a lot of absences due to international breaks and injuries and had a really terrible stretch midsummer, and then they turned it on and were white hot at the end of the year. I think they want to be a little bit more consistent this year. I think they want to take care of business in St. Paul and be a better, more consistent team that can finish in the top four. And they were sixth last year, had to go on the road at the beginning of the postseason, but I feel like they have enough pieces to be a top four team. And when you look at some of the MLS pundits and what they think about this team, they agree with that. They think that they're a top five team, a top four team, that last year wasn't a fluke, that there really is a defensive kind of foundation, and they've got attacking pieces going forward. So it'll be interesting to see if they're able to fully put that together. It's a very kind of unpredictable kind of league and season, but we'll see how it goes once they start tomorrow.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.